This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. North Texas has been hit with some costly storms this year, from tornadoes the day after Christmas to several recent hailstorms that have caused billions of dollars in losses. Mark Hanna is with the Insurance Council of Texas, and he joins me now to talk about what you should do if your property's been damaged in a storm. Mark Hanna, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
What's the first thing that you should do following a severe storm?
In many of these cases, you're without a vehicle, and you need to call your agent or company, whoever you're dealing with, to file a claim, and actually do that as quickly as possible, because you're surrounded by all these other people who are going through the same event. And as you find out soon enough, after three devastating storms, you start to find shortages of different things, like rental cars, and also, you know, the people with homes who are looking to rebuild. Again, windows and roofs. It gets to a point where you have just so many, a finite number of construction companies.
How long do I have to call an adjuster? Do I immediately call after a storm, wait a few weeks until the next storm in case there's more damage?
Well, who knows when the next storm is going to be? It could be 5 years away. It could be the next day. Who knows? But no, you can't be waiting on the weather knowing that, well, we have more storms on the way. Why don't we just wait? Well, you might have a hole in your roof, and you've got more rain on the way, thus more damage. Basically, once you've had a lot of devastation to your home, you're wanting to call that claim in as quickly as possible, get that insurance adjuster out there as quickly as possible, get that person up on the roof as quickly as possible, assess the damage. You're working together. Come up with a number, get a check in your hands, and try to get that repaired.
What does an insurance adjuster do after a storm? What are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for everything, okay? And they want the owner of the property to help them, okay? There could be some things that they're going to overlook. So before the adjuster gets there, you as the property owner, whether it's a vehicle, a business, or a home, look at it yourself. That doesn't mean you need to get up on the roof, but you can certainly look around the sides where the storm may have come in from. Could be damage that you hadn't seen. There could be leaks somewhere inside the house that they might not see if they go inside. You do the initial assessment. You take pictures, video, what have you, documents. Document everything. Document every phone call to that adjuster, every conversation that you have with the adjuster. Try to get it in writing that you'll be here when, okay, you'll be coming back when, what numbers have we decided on, what numbers have we agreed upon. Document it all.
Now, some folks don't have renters or auto insurance. Is there anything they can do to recoup losses from bad weather?
Well, it can be at a point where it's so much devastation that it is declared a national disaster, and groups like FEMA will come in, and there might be low-interest loans. There might be some financial aid around. You're always going to see the Red Cross. You're going to see the Salvation Army. You're going to see churches come in, church groups, etc. But again, without insurance, it's kind of hit or miss.
We've had a lot of storms recently. Do you think rates are going to go up?
The insurance companies know that you're going to continue to get pounded. This is just an area that, you know, you don't have to look back very far. 2012, you got pounded in April of that year and June of that year. One was a $750 million storm, was a $900 million storm. But last year, here they came again. They started in late March, and it just went through the entire year. I don't deal with rates, but if you look at that and you just think, well, gosh, if it's going to be storm after storm after storm, there is a likelihood that that could happen.
Mark Hanna is with the Insurance Council of Texas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.